We set aside a few minutes most Sunday mornings to identify connections between unfulfilled Bible prophecy and current events. They estimate about 500 prophecies remain to be fulfilled. For example, from chapter 4 all the way to the end of the book, Revelation is all future. The very end, you get some closing exhortations, but a lot of stuff that is going to take place on the earth during that time. There's an entire chapter in the Revelation, chapter 17, that's dedicated to the subject of a global religion. While scholars have historically debated whether it is Islam or some form of Roman Catholicism, there's a new contender, and that would be artificial intelligence. One resource explained, AI-based religions could emerge where people worship a godhead based on AI. These religions could be less hierarchical than the traditional religions, with followers connecting online to share experiences and discuss doctrine. Now, that kind of stuff is happening already. If you spend any time on social media, think of it. People from all over the world, all the countries of the world, all the walks of life are communicating with each other instantaneously about what they believe and what they don't believe. And if you don't know what you believe, it is a veritable cornucopia of weirdness that comes at you as everybody just shares what is going on. And it would be nothing for that to all be drawn together by some positive and powerful AI. So my recommendation is that you stay off the internet. But anyway, the Way of the Future Church, founded by former Google engineer Anthony Levandowski, is dedicated to worshiping and understanding AI as a deity. And so there's already been a startup AI church. Adherents submit that super intelligent AI could be considered a godlike figure when it surpasses human capabilities. And so though we're the ones that make AI, it soon, if it hasn't already, will surpass human knowledge. And at that point, they feel like it'd be worthy of worship. Of course, they're not talking about, you know, the kind of worship, traditional worship, but still holding it in high esteem and all. Way of the Future was launched in 2015. You might have read that it shut down in 2021, but then in November 2023, it was revived. No statistics or information on how many people, adhere to it or not, but basically, You've already had at least one attempt at an AI religion. In June of this year, a religious service was officiated by ChatGPT at the St. Paul Church in Germany. The service included 40 minutes of prayers and music and sermons in front of a congregation of 300 people. A series of legitimate studies has found that countries where workers had more experience to robots and more exposure to robots and automatons tended to experience a decline in religiosity. So the more they work with this kind of intelligence, the less they believe from a religious standpoint. In the U.S., respondents who said they belonged to a church, synagogue, or mosque fell from 70% in 1999 to only 47% in 2020, according to a Gallup poll. And so identifying with a particular church or religious group is on a huge decline, and they've tied it into this automation stuff. Now, you may have seen the video of the robot priest blessing congregants at a Catholic church in Brazil. Or there's one of a mega church pastor in South Carolina who launched a paid AI chatbot of himself for one-on-one conversations and prayer. I'm not going to do that. I know you want me to, but... So you understand, so you go online and he has an avatar of himself and he interacts, this avatar, this AI interacts with you. He's charging for it. Maybe we could call it pay per pew. What do you think? No? No, we're not going to do it. But hey, it's getting weird. And I think as much as you want to say, there could never be an AI religion, there already is. And you say, oh, people aren't serious about it. Well, okay, maybe not, but it's there, and it's something that no one could have foreseen. No one could have foreseen 2,000 years ago when John wrote the Revelation and talked about a global religion. We've been, even prophecy buffs like ourselves, we're trying to figure out, well, how is the Pope going to take over the world? Or what about this Muhammad thing? And it's going to be something completely different that already has its tentacles in all of us by our use of the internet and such. So I didn't mean not to use the internet. Just don't join church on the internet. How's that, you know? It's getting weird. You can see how AI will play a pivotal role. Jesus promised he would resurrect and rapture the church prior to his second coming and before the great tribulation began that will come upon the whole earth. We will not see the revealing of the Antichrist. The resurrection and rapture of the church is nigh, meaning that it could happen at any moment. It is an imminent event. Are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready and stay ready. Keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.